This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
meet your two pathetic hosts.
Let's get started.
Whoa.
I'm Jake Kerwitz.
You've been watching a lot of Andrew Tate videos.
Who is that?
And he's the bald guy that always has really serious interviews and dialogues where he's like, "I don't actually understand why you say that, because to be a man, you need to be able to eat your weight in protein. Men do not attend festivals."
That's awesome. That's a good impression. You should use that next time we do the impression segment.
There's a reason that men do not throw dinner parties. It's because it's a sign of a weakness. I'm in prison.
Where's the bathroom?
I actually have to urinate now. It's cold in New York. What's going on there? I'm seeing a turtleneck. I'm seeing a beanie. I'm seeing a fleece on the turtleneck.
It is freezing here. Yes. This morning was, well, it's not that cold. Like, I feel like later in the winter when it's 30 degrees, I'm going to be like, oh, that's not too bad. Today was the first, you know, sub 32 degree day. So even though it's sunny, it was 30 out this, I think it was 30 this morning when I woke up. Maybe it got up to 37, but it's chilly.
Sounds like something I'd complain about as a delicate Southern California flower.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold. Tell you what. I wish I were wearing my long johns, but I got some wool socks on. I got the beanie. I got the turtleneck. Things are okay.
Well, you can't go all in on day one when it's 38 degrees out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still wearing New Balance. I'm not wearing boots.
Have you done your sauna in the freezing cold, like where you emerge and it's just steam coming out of your body?
Yeah. I did it 2 days ago. It's extra great in the winter. It's incredible. The other night it was
because
like
going
it wasn't
in
snowing.
Freezing.
Yeah, it was like a misty 40 degree night with like a little bit of spitting rain, and I went in. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why it was invented by the Norwegians to do peak hygge middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
You're entering and it's negative 28.
Yeah.
That's either a lot better or a lot worse for your body.
Right. I think that's why they invented it for nights like last night.
And in terms of the cold plunge, are you still doing that outdoors?
I'm still considering the cold plunge. I'm not doing the cold plunge outdoors. I did a cold plunge. I did plunge a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago. But it was at a hotel when I was traveling for NADPOD. There was a cold plunge
at the hotel.
I am considering trying to install a cold plunge in my backyard. It's a lot.
It's like when I wanted to want an iPad.
Yeah.
You're still not fully wanting one, but you are considering to try to want one.
I'm considering wanting one. I think I want one, but I'm considering undertaking the actual process of doing it, which is not, you know, then there's, you have like a huge thing you have to install, you have to build something, you have to hire a guy to help. And then right now the sauna is kind of like the max footprint I want in my house. Cause like, you know, I'll come out of it and I'm super sweaty and just standing in my kitchen. I have to go upstairs and shower. But imagine now where I'm super sweaty, also freezing cold, soaking wet, needing to run inside. So it's a lot to take on.
At a certain point, just be comfortable with the temperature that you have. You're constantly trying to change from hot to cold to in the middle to in between. It's like enough already.
Or just do a cold shower. You know, you could do that. You can do the sauna to the cold shower upstairs, and that would be
I would never. I would never do the cold shower.
I mean, the cold shower is great. The cold shower is lovely.
They say that you're supposed to end with a cold burst. That sounds like really counterintuitive and backwards to me.
30 seconds at the end is not too long. And you can, you know, you just count down from 30 or count up to 30. It's over before you know it. And then it's very invigorating.
If you can't do a cold shower, then you're not actually a man. An entirely freezing. Yes, exactly. I do a freezing bath.
My dick shrivels up
to
the size of an acorn.
He kind of sounds like the Game Boy to me.
Yeah, it does. Oh,
the Game Boy is actually a huge Andrew Tate fan.
Inspired
by. Yeah, he got radicalized through a series of TikToks that he found during lockdown. And now he's all in on Tate's university.
Yeah. Game Boy is very problematic. All
right. Enough about us. Let's get into the actual meat of the episodes. We're talking segments.
Yeah.
It's a podcast that's ever changing. As the theme song says, the
evolving,
Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Growing.
Last episode was the mystery guest episode. People are loving it.
Yes.
They absolutely adore the reveal.
Yeah, it was a very cute reveal. I felt really dumb. I was afraid to ask the guest if we had hooked up because I thought that it might, you know, not be couth to say, but it really would have helped.
Yeah. It would have helped steer you in a specific direction.
Right. Yeah.
You still wouldn't have gotten there, but it would have been interesting.
But then
to
at
hear
least
their
I could have
gone,
yeah, like a rundown of everybody I'd ever hooked up with at work.
And then smash cut to reveal your daughter.
Yeah. Not ever able to get to Jill. I run out of my 20 guesses. Fuck. Who could it be?
Have you been thinking who you could possibly get for mine if we should ever redo the segment?
Yeah, and I think that I need to get someone that I feel a little uncomfortable texting, because that's how
you want to dig deep.
I want to dig very deep. I want to dig Dio.
Okay.
Do you remember Dionys?
Yeah, Dio, who did the triathlon, who inspired the triathlon episode of our Jake and Amir show.
That's right. That's right. That's who I want to get. Or Amy, okay. Or I could aim Kai. That's where I get Kai Singh.
Yeah, when they go low, we go Kai.
Yeah.
That Trisha Della Pizza.
Oh, wow. I love Trisha.
Okay. Speaking of being stupid, let's ask each other some riddles. Shout out to the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast that inspired this segment, in which I found riddles for adults to test your logic.
Okay. Adult
so
riddles.
Hey, Riddle, a riddle podcast on HeadGum that we're going to basically steal the idea of for this segment, which we're calling, I don't know, Hey, Riddle, Riddle, Riddle. So
nice.
A little more extra riddles. I found these on goodhousekeeping.com, of course.
Shout out to Good House, another plug for goodhousekeeping.com. So if you can either go listen to Hey Riddle Riddle or visit goodhousekeeping.com. Just
for more, for more riddle action.
Right.
There's the first section is called Easy Riddles.
Okay.
And then the second section is called Math Riddles. So I think I should ask you the easy riddles.
And then I'll ask you the math.
When we get to the math ones, you'll load it.
All right.
And of course, feel free to play along at home. Of course. You're going to want to play along. Actually, these ones aren't even that easy.
Okay.
Let's start with what five-letter word typed in all caps can be read the same upside down?
Fuck. Five-letter word, all caps can be read upside down.
Yeah. Well, let's start with individual letters. Do you know, like, some letters can be read upside down to other letters? Do you know what those letters could be?
I has to be.
Great. Yeah. There's an I in here.
And then I think that's it. Oh, X.
Well, there.
Okay.
Yeah, X could be in there, though it's not. And then you have to think of some letters that are like, this is one letter, but upside down is a different letter.
Right, but wait, did you say it's you can read it the same way? So like, if yeah. If the word is wow, then upside down to be mom. So you couldn't be. But is that you're saying yeah. that's an example? I thought the word had to be the same.
There is a It is the same word, and W and M do come into play.
Huh? How is it the same word then?
Because the W is second, and then the M is fourth. So when you flip it upside down, the W becomes the M on the fourth.
Wow.
That's why it's a real confusing. I wouldn't say this is an easy riddle at all.
Yeah. What about S? Is that the same upside down? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And you're pretty much almost there at this point.
Okay.
So you have all the letters.
It's S, W, M, and I.
Yes. Very close. What word could be made with those?
Is O in
no,
there?
No, there's no O. There's no O. All right. Yeah, you got all the letters.
I got all the letters? S?
Yeah. And you borderline almost said the word.
Really? When I said wow? Yeah.
No, when you said S, W, I, and S or something.
S, W, I, swine? Swime? Swim?
With an S at the end.
Swims. Okay.
That's correct, yeah. Swims upside down is swims.
Oh, all right.
Because the S's stay the same, the I stays the same, and the W becomes an M.
I feel like this really helped doing this with a keyboard directly in front of me. I wouldn't have known all of these letters.
You needed to do a pen and paper, too, but you don't have that.
Right.
All right. Here's a more tricky, so thus easier one. Let's see if you can figure it out. David's father has three sons, Snap, Crackle, and blank.
David... What? Oh, David.
David's father.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. it's leading you to say pop, but then you're like, wait a minute. David's father has three sons. Yeah David. Good. That's a good one. That's a good one. I should have started with that one. That's fun.
That's like it's the where you bury the survivors one.
Yeah, there were no survivors, exactly.
You know, there's you don't one bury that's more of anyway, a
semantic whatever. But what goes up but never comes down?
What goes up? But never comes down.
Yeah.
You said it's a semantic one?
Yeah, because it's not necessarily an object. It's something else that goes up but never goes down.
Hmm. I see. Not
don't think
object.
Of it as like a thing floating in space.
Yeah. So if it's not, we're not talking about directions going up. Is it like spirits going up? Like
it's closer to spirits, but not quite that. Think of it more numerically.
Oh, what goes up but never comes down? Is it? numerically? I see. The population.
Close. It's age. Age goes up but never goes down. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
That's not really
this one
a
is
riddle.
Just this one is this one is just true. What's full of holes but still holds water? This one is very cut and dry. You're thinking of something with that as is full of holes but still holds a lot of water.
The earth?
I guess technically, but this is not. This is more of an object.
Okay. Sponge?
Yes. Very good.
Thank you.
A sponge is full of holes, but still holds water. Sometimes riddles are just like interesting questions, I guess.
And sometimes they're dumb questions. And sometimes, they're just...
And sometimes there's jokes.
Oh, is this
for example, how is Europe like a frying pan?
How is Europe like a frying pan?
Yeah.
It's not flat. Okay. What else? What other properties does a frying pan have?
Yeah.
It gets hot sometimes.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Uh-huh.
Because it has blank at the bottom.
Because it has blank at the bottom. At the bottom. Okay. Are we talking at the bottom of Europe or the bottom of Japan? The bottom of
both.
Europe.
That's the joy of this joke / riddle.
Because it has blank at the bottom. Italy?
Close. Greece.
Nice.
Yes.
Not my frying pan. Greece at the bottom.
Yeah.
You got to clean those things.
Here's another one that's more of a sponge style where it's just like, yeah, I guess that's true. I never thought of it that way. What's more useful when it's broken?
An egg?
That's correct. Nice. All right. You nailed that one. All right. Let's end your chunk on a high note with the egg. So open this link and then give me the math riddles.
All right. Let's see.
Another also, one on this list that is a straight up 99 jokes about animals is what fish costs the most? A goldfish.
Nice.
Not true, but gold is expensive. Yeah.
All right. I'm an odd number. Take away a letter.
Oh, interesting. Three. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Say that again.
Yeah. Take away a letter and I become
Sven, a Swedish name.
And I become even. What number am I?
Oh, yeah, 7. Take away the S and it becomes even.
Yeah, that's good. If 2, that was really good, actually. Your brain is very quick. If 2 is company and 3 is a crowd, what are 4 and 5?
What is 4? Yeah, 4 and 5 are the numbers after 2 and 3.
It's kind of close.
Or 4 and 5 are 45, basically.
9.
4 and 5 are 9. Yeah. I was going to say.
Also really good. I add 5 to 9 and get 2.
14. Oh, wait, say that again?
Stop trying to get ahead of the riddle. Let me finish the entire thing. Because at the very least, you're not letting anyone at home play. You're not letting anyone at home play anymore. Okay? You're very smart.
I guess I could see
you got a bunch of riddles really fast. Let me read the whole question. Because that way someone at home can also enjoy it. I add 5 to 9.
Say what you really think.
I add 5 to 9 and get 2.
Yeah. 2 digits, yeah.
The answer is correct. What am I?
Yes. The answer is correct. The answer is correct.
do you need me to repeat the question?
You add 5 to 9 and it makes 2. 2 digits, 1 and 4, 14. The answer is correct. Is that it or something like that? Or I don't know. If I don't get it, then the riddle's dumb.
I'm reading it and I see the answer and I barely understand it. A clock, when it's 9 a.m., adding 5 hours would make it 2 p.m.
That's good, actually. Yeah, I didn't consider that. Okay.
Okay.
You stumped me once because you read it weird.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you read it weird.
Rachel goes to the supermarket and buys 10 tomatoes.
9. Oh, I see.
What are you talking about?
She goes at 9, but yeah.
She buys 10 tomatoes. Unfortunately, on the way back home, all but 9 get ruined. How many tomatoes are left in good condition?
1. 10 minus 9 equals 1 good tomato. Nice try, but that one was very easy.
You said the right answer at first when you interrupted. You said 9. The correct answer is 9. All but 9 get ruined. Semantics, not
bad.
So
then I got it right.
You did kind of. You got it right when you weren't listening. Okay.
Give me another.
What is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat, and 2/4 goat?
3/7 chicken?
Yeah.
2/3 cat?
Yeah.
And what?
2/4 goat.
Oh.
I guess half goat. It would say, yeah.
Yeah. A and T. or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, you like are... at is two thirds of cat, and then a half of goat is the second half is at.
You're,
and then
yes.
Chicken, 3/7 doesn't make sense at all. C-H-I-C-K-E-N. Yeah,
you are correct. This is the right line of thinking. And 3/7 chicken,
C-H-I.
Yeah. 2/3.
Then C-A.
Cat. Yeah.
And then, oh, Chicago.
Yes, correct. All right. Let's go to the end of these. These are terrible. What's a single digit number with no value?
0.
Yeah, that's not even a riddle.
And I'll tell you why. Because 0 is nothing. So it has no value.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's see. I'm going to go to funny riddles and see if you can get a funny one.
Okay.
Who has married many women but was never married?
A priest.
I don't know what qualifies to make that funny. How can you hold your right hand but never in your left
hand? I got it right, and you just didn't say anything.
It was really good.
You made fun of the
okay.
the writer,
here's
but not necessarily
here's,
the answer.
They don't know what is a joke and what is a riddle.
Let's try that again. And I said priest, and you say?
Amazing job. You got it correct.
Correct.
You also got Chicago correct once I walked you through it. Good stuff. If two snakes marry, what will their towels say?
Hiss and hers.
How did you get that one? That's correct.
Because it's the noise that a snake makes. And yeah. So I thought, how can that be on his and hers? Oh, his is already his.
You read these riddles, man.
Did they wait? But it's hers with multiple S's, or is
no,
it just
it was,
his
you made
and
it.
Hers?
You actually made it better.
Yeah, I punched it up.
Yeah, good job. That's all the riddles I care to read. There were a lot more on Good Housekeeping.
Namaste.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Losers. All right, we're back.
Yeah.
Lot of positive comments about the show. Some negative comments that I see are people not liking the interstitial insults.
Oh, interesting. What do you mean?
I'm not saying that's widespread. I'm just saying I have seen some people say that they're kind of mean or that like they don't necessarily like them. I don't know necessarily why.
Interesting. It's just self-deprecating humor. We've always done that.
Yeah. Some people thought the theme song was a little too mean.
Wow, that's funny. I love them for that. Let's toss in some more interstitials that are nice to us, and we'll just kind of mix and match. So sometimes we'll
that's good.
Be praising ourselves, and sometimes we'll make fun of ourselves.
That's good. All right, way to take the note.
Okay, we'll get Ferris on the horn.
Cool guys, or whatever.
Yeah, they're not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I've done is I've conceived... Well, actually, I should give credit to my wife, Jillian, who was trying to do this long before we even had segments. She was trying to make some kind of like TV show format around Zillow, basically a game show that was sponsored by Zillow, where the contestant eventually at the end won a house based on like all of their search criteria.
Solid.
So just as
seems like a logistical nightmare, but which
I think
be
that's
a fun show to watch.
That's ultimately why she didn't do it. She was like, this is too hard. But anyway, now I'm going to really dumb down her idea for our show. I made a random wheel. I'll share it with you now. So you watch me spin this thing.
Okay. For those of you following along on YouTube, I'll help narrate. I guess for those of you not, it says Jake chooses bathrooms.
Yes. So Zillow has a lot of filters, you know? So I'm basically going to spin this wheel to decide who chooses what filters, amenities, bedrooms, price, all that stuff. I'm going to zoom out on the country because we're going to, I think, zero in Game Boy style by the end on one house that will be our collective dream house.
Okay.
So let me load up Zillow and Mirror.
And this is in a private browser, so I can't see the Zillow.
That is correct.
The Zillow window.
Right on. You cannot. So.
And this second wheel that just says choice 1 through 7, that's just the default one that you haven't edited yet.
Yeah, that's like a sample wheel.
That we just don't know how to get rid of.
Yeah, exactly. I just Googled, I didn't even know if I could actually do this. So it was kind of interesting to see that I could make up my own custom wheel. I feel like we can use it in the future. all right, let me give this thing a click and see what choice.
So when it says Jake chooses bath, what are you choosing there?
How many bathrooms your house will have? Oh, look, Jake chooses
and you don't
square feet.
And so, you're not saying what that is yet.
No, we can say it out loud. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to choose your square footage. That's a really bad choice to have because I'm going to make the maximum kind of small. Let's say.
Got it. So you're sort of working against me.
Yeah, exactly. If we were both choosing the coolest stuff, I'd make the minimum square footage 5,000 square feet, but I'm going to make it 1250, right. A really, really a really standard amount of square feet.
But you've already chosen the bathrooms too, so like
no, that was just a sample. I haven't chosen the bathrooms yet, so don't worry.
Okay,
that was a sample rule. I didn't allow that to count.
Okay.
All right.
So now we're playing for real. Jake is choosing the square footage.
I chose 1250. Yeah. Not that big. Oh, it's me choosing
square
feet again.
But not that small either.
Yeah, I believe it's a little bigger than your current house.
Why is there confetti after every time that it chooses one?
Because it's celebrating. Yep. Oh, Jake chooses year built. That's fun.
You can do that in Zillow, is choose what year the house was built.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want you to have a very modern house. And actually, this is good. They didn't build them very large in the 1800s. So we'll say 1865.
And this is anywhere in America, because that predates California.
Not all of California. Let me see if there's 1865 houses in California. I'll scoot over.
I would think not.
There are.
Yeah.
Absolutely, there are.
Okay.
we can keep it in California for a while if you like.
That'd all
right,
nice.
Let's give this thing another spin.
Live in a place that was built for gold miners.
So this thing, it does seem to like to spin the same
repeat
thing twice
a lot.
In a row. Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't consider that.
And, there we go.
Wow.
You're going to choose the amount of bedrooms.
Okay, for 1,200 square feet, I would rather have like sizable rooms rather than like 3 bedrooms. So give me 2 bedrooms.
That's nice.
For a 1,250 square foot house.
That's great. Good thinking. It looks like you have some options in California still. Actually, a lot of options.
That's great.
That's good. Let's spin this again. I imagine it'll be, Jake chooses an amenity.
An amenity?
Yes. So the amenities.
What's an example of an amenity you can search for as a filter?
Must have AC, must have pool, or waterfront.
What about must love dogs?
I could not choose that because there's not really a write in your own option. I'll say, I think waterfront makes it kind of interesting.
Because then you can see the water from where the front is.
And then you are actually in kind of a dream house. And with that amenity, I feel like I have just unlocked the promise of this game, because now we're looking at some really beautiful houses.
Is there a world where you or I purchase this home and live there together, or it's just
if this were the actual game
expensive.
Show, Zillow eventually, it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but instead of giving you $1 million, they just give you a house.
A house. I wonder how the taxes works on that.
Amir chooses an amenity.
You've already chosen waterfront. That sounds great to me. But yeah, I guess air conditioner, if you're going to talk about living in California, that's kind of a necessary.
That's okay. And now we are getting to not a lot of houses. There are 9 houses in California right now for you.
Wow. Are they in more Northern California?
There is one in Los Angeles.
Oh, that was built in 1860 something. Wow.
But the other ones, yes, mostly built in Northern California, I imagine during the gold rush.
The gold rush, yeah. Oh,
I already chose.
What's left to choose?
I don't honestly know. Oh, price.
Oh, price. Okay, this will eliminate all but one.
Jake chooses the maximum. I do, unfortunately, need to give you a low priced house.
Yeah, because you got to eliminate the other eight houses or something.
Yeah. And
but if it's on the waterfront, are any of these under a million?
Yeah. And I have just, I'm gonna go with the cheapest house here, which
okay
is in Callahan, California.
I've never heard of that, but it sounds nice. Is that in between here and San Francisco?
It's a fixer. It's a fixer.
Yeah, because it was built 150 years ago.
Yeah. And let's see where this is location-wise. Are you looking at my computer?
Okay.
I think I shared it with you now. Oh, it's very far
I still
north.
See the wheels.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is, it's borderline.
Copy and paste that Zillow.
Okay.
Into the wheel browser.
Well, I'm showing you the location now.
Right. Really, really. I've never been to this. I've never been north of San Francisco in California. Yeah.
I imagine it's cool up there. It's like right on this Oregon border. There is a lot here.
If you zoom out, there's like half of California is above San Francisco. Like it's so much of it. Maybe not half, but a third.
Basically,
and like it's very, very low population density up there.
It's the equivalent of like DC to, I don't know, God, DC to Maine.
It's the size of Missouri above San Francisco.
And there's
it's a huge borderline separate state.
Yeah. And California just seemingly only has three cities that anybody knows: San Diego, LA, and San Francisco. But yeah, there's a lot going on.
When it says
on
waterfront, this one is by a lake or something.
Let's find a river. Out.
It's next to a city called Weed, California, which is pretty funny.
That is good.
Oh, wow.
1324 South Fork Road in Callahan, California. Yeah. Zip code 96014. We're talking two beds, two bath, 1,106 square feet, 9 acres. That's not bad.
Historic charmer.
At the south end of Scott Valley, this 1903 farmhouse is located on 9 acres with multiple outbuildings, including a detached studio and large pole barn with some enclosed area and a loft. It's a classic farmyard with fruit trees
nice
and lilacs surrounding the picturesque two-story home. Let's look at
it
these
It looks
photos.
Hard to get there. Yeah.
Once
There's
you get
just
there.
Two exterior shots.
I mean, but on this hill, there's a wood fence surrounded by trees.
Can we it's get some interior? This looks like where Forrest ran away from Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
big It looks old like barn. Where... Gen A used to live. Yep. It looks pretty haunted on the inside.
We're inside. I think the floors obviously need to be refinished. The electrical conduits are outside the wall. So we're...
It seems like it would be really cold in here, but for no reason. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Like, why is it really cold in here?
The cold air has been trapped in this room since 1902.
Yes, since World War One. Okay.
Paneled kitchen.
Scary.
I think that's actually kind of charming. This is a nice warm tone. You weren't going to want to rip up the linoleum, that's for sure.
Faux brick. It does look like a Quentin Tarantino movie took place here.
Yeah. Honestly, though, like this, the arch on this breakfast nook is really, really compelling. And the molding here. That's
the molding is mold, I should say.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the molding is kind of nice. I think the floors obviously need to be redone. That looks like a linoleum floor.
And that's floor, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely
that's
linoleum.
Scary. That's a little bit scary.
Yeah. Well, this is the mudroom, and that's fine. It can look like that. This one's bad. This is an office. This is where the farmer blew his brains out.
Yeah, the bathroom also has haunted / scary vibes to be sure. I bet that toilet seat is really cold to sit on.
The flooring is just not ideal, but look at this outdoor. It's quite charming. The outbuildings, really nice. There's a greenhouse. Yeah. There's a stone house, an outdoor stone house, and another cottage and a little brook.
Can we look at a... Oh, that's a really big barn. Can we look at price history? I want to know how much the person who lives there paid for this.
Yeah.
And was it under a dollar in 1898 or something?
So right now, this is $249,000. The price history, I believe they just dropped this price, which is really...
Yeah. They're looking to sell it.
Okay. It was last sold in 2012 for
$100,000.
So someone's trying to turn a profit. They listed for $299,000. They had to drop it.
They're trying to make
they're
trying to make $150,000 on it in about a decade, which is a great return for a house.
Considering
quite literally in the middle of nowhere.
They clearly spent
and it looks like they've done no work.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've done no work on the house. Nothing has been done to the house.
Yeah. Well, the tax history is really good. We'd have to look at the comps to really understand if this is
0 out of 100 walk score, which is rare. You never see a 0 for walk score. It's like, do not leave this house on foot.
I want to say, what year was it actually? Oh, it doesn't even say what year it was built. So maybe that's
it just
why.
Has the vibe of 1903. A haunted gold miner.
So this is actually technically not later. Even in our scope.
My dream house.
Yeah. And then just for fun, I also pulled up this, this other one that we could have gotten if you had maybe chosen the price, which is a $6 million house, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,067 square feet in Malibu.
It's a really nice home. I'm a little worried about the value at, what is it, $50 a square foot, $500 a square foot? Because it's a 1,000 square foot house, but it costs nearly $6 million. But it's literally on the ocean.
It's on the
ocean.
It's
hard to put.
Yeah.
It's all about the location at that point.
Yeah. Location, location, location. Congratulations. You are going to get a house in Callahan, California. Kind of cool.
I wanted the Malibu one now that I see it because it looks really nice with the Pacific Ocean as your front yard.
Because then, and also if you win it, even if you're like, I'm gonna sell this for $4 million fire sale on this house, that's a pretty good come up for you.
The other house looked like where I will die if I went there. It seems like I have to find a Blair Witch style specter in that room or something.
Yeah, where you and Avital go up there to do some DIY projects. You know, like, let's get this NorCal cottage a writing retreat for me. But then you go mad.
Yeah, oh, my aunt left this in her will. That's funny. I didn't know she lived here.
Wow.
What did she
cool.
do? Well, we don't really talk about her that much, but basically she was part of a gold rush family. Oh, here's an old photo of her.
Oh, wow. It looks like
she looks
she's
like crying in it.
It looks like you, Avital. How is that possible? Wow, that's you guys weird. Really looked
Let's
alike.
Just be a dirty picture. Let's get out of here.
Door flies shut.
All right, let's buy this house and shoot a fucking horror film in it. Is that what you wanted to hear?
It would be a good location.
And honestly, horror movies are being made now more than ever.
Yeah.
Horror comedies especially.
All right, let's do it.
But that's for another segment. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code helixpartner20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is helixpartner20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. All right, we're back. This next segment, something we've done before, actually, on our, I think it was on our, if I were you, it's for Patreon.
Yeah.
In which I sold some ads without telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But they had very specific requests for the copy, you see.
So we have to read it. Usually they give us bullet points or talking. We're supposed to put it in our own words. So you saying you wrote
but
exactly.
But these advertisers, mm-hmm. they wanted full approval of the script.
Yeah.
As if like they didn't want us to go off book at all.
They needed this air check to be verbatim is what you're saying.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so I wrote these scripts for the advertiser for you to read and me as well.
Okay.
And if they're good enough, I'll send them to the brand and hopefully they'll be approved. But these are the scripts they wrote. And again, try to sell it as though it's an ad, right? Yeah. Because these are actual brands, actual products. So the less you can laugh, the better, because they don't want it to be seem like some sort of like cheeky or ironic
script. I read the first sentence and it's, Why don't we could trade roles? Do you want to trade roles where I'll read your lines?
No, because I wrote them for you and they were approved as in kind.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I'll get it started. Sure. Ow, my dick slit.
Okay, so I'd hate to give you a note this early, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's just, my dick slit. Basically, you're saying dick slit instead of God. Instead of God.
I see.
And again, the less you can laugh, the better.
I don't know why I thought I
just because
it was
we want
owl.
To be able to sell this as a real.
Okay, so I'm saying, oh my God.
So let's pretend we go to commercial. All right, let's take a break right now and we'll thank a few sponsors, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Oh my dick slit.
What?
Our next sponsor is one of my least favorite brands.
Whoa, you can't say that.
Let me finish. One of my least favorite brands to choke on. It's drumroll, please.
What's the brand?
I already sorry, I try not to laugh.
Yeah,
I already
Let's
told you.
Clean.
Yep. Drum roll, please.
What's the brand?
I already told you, fat fuck. It's drum roll, please, and the world's first soy-free patty. And guess what else?
What?
Come on, you can do better than that, please.
I don't know. It's also GMO free.
No, it's the world's first soy-free patty for me to choke on.
Is that good?
It's great. No chewing means your teeth are free to do whatever you want while you swallow this soy-free load. And guess what else?
What?
If you order with the code... If you order now with the coupon code WENTFARTIN, be back on or before 9/11. Come on, man. We'll throw in 10% off your next order for the drumroll, please, party pack. Say that 10 times fast, and you'll get another 10% off the drumroll, please, party pack. That's 900, Jesus. Soy-free patties, two wafers, and a little pill that's basically Molly. Without any fentanyl laced into it, or is there?
Are you okay?
I'm finally fine.
You're sweating a lot.
I'm joking. And I'm choking. Thank you, Party Pack. I mean, drum roll, please.
Nice.
Yeah, That's a good, so the brand is Soyless Patties. Is that just meat?
Yeah, it's a soy-free patty.
So it's meat. Then it's
if
a
you
hamburger.
Get the party pack, yeah, it's 900 if you get hamburgers. The party pack, it's the wafers and the pill.
Yeah.
The real confusing part is that it's called Drumroll Please, so it always kind of sounds like you're setting up the name of a different thing.
Yeah. That I actually kind of don't hate. Like the name Drumroll Please is kind of it's like naming your bar I Don't Know Bar or something.
Yeah. Anywhere but here.
Yeah. Where are you guys bar. Going? I don't know. Or anywhere but here. Yeah. It makes it brings you into the conversation. Okay, so that one's...
I got one more ad for us.
Yeah, that one's polished final. Here's ad number two, because there are usually two mid-rolls.
Yes, exactly. This one's a little coy.
Hey, Amir, can I tell you a really scary secret?
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by a highly offensive brand, and they live in a space that's nasty and targeted towards teens.
What is it?
Well, you know how you can order free COVID tests and the government has to send them to you?
Yeah.
Well, if you wait at your mailbox and tell the postal worker, I refuse order, three times, just like that, they have to legally give you another test. But this test is really secret.
What does it test?
So supposedly, it knows when you're going to die and how.
And that's who sponsored this episode?
That's right. My cousin was a Marine with 10 confirmed kills in Hawaii, and they all know about this life hack, but now it's free for our listeners. You want to know his name?
No, I don't want to know.
James Belt.
He killed Hawaiians.
So you remember the COVID test? I refused to order thrice. So
this is a recap.
Yeah.
Remember. Yeah. We're almost there.
Yeah. We're bringing it home. So remember, COVID test. I refused. Okay.
This is why we read it, by the way.
This is super confusing at the end. Okay.
Yeah.
The grammar's all off. There's multiple spaces.
The punctuation is bizarre, but I guess this is what they want.
Okay. So remember, COVID test. I refuse order thrice. Take the test and find out how you're going to die. Thanks, Jamie.
Jamie?
We called him that because he pronounced it wrong once when he was 4.
Scene. All right, that's great. One's more of a life hack, but like sometimes they're like rocket money where it's like, we'll save you money. It's not necessarily like a product that you get in the mail. It's just this service that helps you figure out how to save money, how you're going to die, X,
and
Y,
when.
Z, whatever.
If you could know, would you?
I would not. But at the same time, I don't want to like prevent other people from finding out. And also like, it seems like once you know, then that old, I guess once you know the old way, that's not necessarily how you're going to die anymore. Like now it becomes avoidable in some sort of bizarre fashion.
Well, no, I think
You drown when you're 29. And it's like, okay, I'm 28, so I'm just not going to go swimming next year.
Right. But then it'd be like in the movies where like you're avoiding how you're going to drown is how you drown, where you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go to Kansas where there's no bodies of water. But then you go there and
there's a hurricane.
Yeah. And you drown in your basement, your septic backside. So like there's, and like, wow, would he have drowned if he didn't go to Kansas and run away from his death? You know, maybe.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff we want to avoid just because the product, now we're like sort of steering people
away. I thought
away
we were back to our show.
Thing.
Yeah. We have the edit.
Yeah.
We have the ad clean. We're just talking off mic about.
I don't want like people to like find out this part and be like, oh, by the way, just so you know, they were talking kind of shit about your product during the meat of the episode.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what
the product
finds
out.
It seems like it was just an idea sent to us by Jamie, who is my cousin.
Yes, exactly. Your cousin is how you found out about this entire thing.
Okay.
But I guess you can refuse the order on the COVID test.
Right.
I refuse order.
I refuse order.
At the mailman who's
you know
just
how to
delivering
get it done,
you the
everybody.
Package. Yeah. All right. Good work.
Assholes.
All right, Jake, what do you got for the last segment?
Okay. I had an idea where we might be able to use our platform to help a cute little dog get adopted.
Well, what else we got? Come on, we could do better than that.
Okay, why don't we do some more ads? I have one about a pill that makes you poop out of your dick that I can write up real quick.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A poop tube. All right,
fine. Let's help a dog. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So it's actually, it's going to be similar to the Zillow game with no,
okay,
except with no spinning. Okay.
Okay. That's probably better. A little easier to follow for sure.
All right. So I'm going to check out Pet Finder. I'm going to go to petfinder.com.
All your ideas are very visual. So I have to do the heavy lifting of describing everything I see.
Yeah. Which is why I'm going to share my screen with you so you can start describing Pet Finder. First of all,
okay. Is this how you found your dog?
Yes, actually.
So it does work.
It does work. And Dingo truly is my absolute best friend. I love him like a brother, like a son, like a cousin, like a father, like a comrade. Okay. So first of all, for us to really be able to help facilitate this, I feel like we want this dog to be close to either Brooklyn or Los Angeles. So that way
our biggest cities.
And also this would allow, you could go to a Silver Lake dog park someday and maybe see this dog in his happy little home.
Oh, that's nice.
I could do it in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So let's flip a coin. Do you have a coin?
I do not, actually.
Okay, I'll roll a 20-sided die. And if it's 10, I'll re-roll. But if it's above 10, I win, and it's Brooklyn. If it's below 10, you win, and it's LA. Okay?
Okay. I hope it's 8. If it's 8, you have to adopt a cat.
19. So let's say Brooklyn. Okay. And it's going to be a dog. We can do it. We'll play with cat next time.
Yep.
All right. So now let's skip breed, obviously. You don't need...
Yeah.
We're going to be breed agnostic.
We're not discriminating.
I feel like we want to go adult, actually, because then their behavior is kind of known. We're not recommending somebody get a puppy, which is a handful. And then the last thing we want is somebody sending the dog right back into the shelter. So let's go ahead with an adult.
Do you ever look at Pet Finder now that you have Dingo, like as a secondary dog?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do, yes. Because it's kind of like when you buy a house or when you rent an apartment, you continue to look. At least you probably don't do this. But I sometimes just keep tabs on things that I had been interested in. I send friends who like are thinking about getting a dog dogs every once in a while. It's just kind of fun.
I'm more into the names than the faces.
Totally.
I'm a huge name guy.
Okay. So we'll rattle off some names and I'll let you choose. Maybe actually don't look at any of these. I'm also going to say good with other dogs. That way I can go to a dog park someday and see this dog. And
that's cute.
Care and behavior. Let's say house trained. And this is the big one. Days on Pet Finder. I'm going to go 30 plus. We're looking.
And now why would a dog be on Pet Finder for so long?
Maybe because they're struggling to get adopted.
Abducted, yeah.
Yeah, struggling to get abducted by their new best friend and owner. Okay. Now I'm going to randomize it.
Right off the bat, the first dog is seemingly perfect for me because it's a scared chihuahua with an underbite so severe it has two reverse fangs from the bottom up. His name is Brain, and he's chubby. I should also say I do like fat, small dogs.
Okay. All right. So I am going to randomize it just because now it's based on...
So we'll never see Brain ever again.
I opened a new tab for Brain just in case. Let's read the profile of three dogs, make a recommendation, and then we'll... You know, maybe people adopt three dogs. You never know.
All these dogs are available. What's out of town pet
mean? I don't know, but I'm not going to click an out of town pet because that's going to be too many logistics.
I'm right off the bat. I'm a fan of dogs with hair. So out of town pet. I don't know which. It says it's a Labrador Retriever. You know, like the kind of dog you can just sort of slap on the rib cage and it feels like a nice rug.
Yeah.
I don't like that kind of dog.
You don't
I need
want
a
short
little hairy dog.
Yeah. Okay. So you want?
I need a fat, small, hairy dog. That's just for me. Of course, these aren't okay. my dogs, so people can do whatever they
want. Here's a very thin, hairy dog, Maggie, the miniature poodle, but I am assuming you don't.
Not a huge fan of Maggie.
Matthew seems pretty cute.
Yeah, Matthew kind of looks like you, quite frankly.
Yeah,
I don't know how to describe this dog, but it's got Hurwitz facial features.
Yeah, it's kind of got like that
this
Auburn.
This could be your fucking cousin.
Yeah, got Auburn hair. Definitely has the Hurwitz swirl and then freckles. Let's open a new tab for Matthew. Okay.
I mean, there's no way that that's like a cousin that turned into. Oh my God, look at Jem. She's eating a puppuccino and it's really, really all over her face.
Yep.
Are you more inclined to get a dog named after your daughter?
Yes, for sure. Whenever I see things described as a gem now, I'm like, well, I should get it for Gemma. I should get her that dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of happy boys and girls.
There's too many good dogs. So we're just, I'm just scrubbing through. I guess I'll look for, tell you what, give me one more amenity.
I mean, that top more... left one is pretty great. Simba W looks like a fat, joyous lady.
Yeah. A beagle and Pekingese mix. All right.
I don't know why the W too.
We have to choose one more dog because there's just too many. We're on page 2 of 45. There's so many.
Oh, wait. Go back up. There was one that looked like Luke a little bit. That guy. Oh, no. Speckles Jum.
Speckles Jum. Yeah.
JUM.
They did him dirty with the name. They did him dirty with the name. The photo looks pretty good. All right. Let's read about these guys. Yeah. Meet Brain. We can all see Brain is a chihuahua.
Again, Brain is the fat chihuahua with the reverse fangs. I mean, this is a perfect dog. Look at that underbite.
Doesn't get
Absolutely.
Better than Brain.
Absolutely.
Really does
all
not.
All the bottom teeth are exposed.
He must not
all
have top teeth.
All of them are exposed. No.
Let's see.
Brain.
Brain was found wandering with a sibling, Pinky, who is also up for adoption.
Oh, I see.
Ideally, Pinky we would love to have them adopted together. This is probably why they've been on for so long, because the bonded pair is
bonded pair. Tough. Yeah.
Talk about
Learned
a twofer.
About that one.
While they may have their arguments, who doesn't, they do seem bonded. Love sleeping in the same bed, all snuggled up, and seem to always want to get attention together. You tell us if that doesn't scream package deal. Brain may look teeny, but she can be spunky around big dogs that don't give her space. Otherwise, just seems to ignore them. We love a queen that protects her peace. She is very food motivated, and you'll have to make sure she doesn't get at her siblings' food. She's super sweet and loves attention and no barking at people or showing any typical chihuahua behaviors. Okay.
Honestly, this is very, like, I have a dog that's very similar to this. Luke is very food-oriented, treats-oriented, hates big dogs. The other day I was walking with Luke and we saw a coyote and I had to lift Luke up because he was barking, screaming, trying very, very hard to get
kill the coyote.
By coyote.
Yeah, wanted to
yeah,
be
the
murdered.
Coyote, he wanted to die. He had a death wish.
Okay, so I like Brain. I like Brain a lot. It sounds like Brain does have to come with Pinky, even though it also sounds like they are going to fight in your house. So
yes, but who doesn't?
That's an option.
Can you go over again exactly what happens now that we've talked about these dogs? How are people adopting them, and what are we doing to help that?
So I think we'll have to post the winner, who we think is the most adoptable dog. I guess we should maybe post these all of them somewhere for people to adopt them if they're interested. Though you can also search on Pet Finder by name. So you can do all this on your own. Then I think we can only do this for one, but we will cover the adoption fee.
Right. And then how much is that?
It depends. Brain's adoption fee is $250.
Got it. So if that's a limiting factor. I mean, Matthew is very handsome as well. And from Milford. Do you know where that is specifically?
Milford, Connecticut. Yeah, it's in between here and New Haven. It's Connecticut coastline. It's super easy. You can take the Metro North right to Milford and bring this happy guy home. Let's read about Matthew. Everything is a game for Matthew. He loves to play.
Is that good? Or...
He also would love a family of his very own. Matthew loves other dogs and is fine with cats as well. Great. He is a smart boy who has some energy. He would love an active family who will take him on hikes. A securely fenced yard will let him run and play in nice weather as well. Okay, so we're maybe not looking at Brooklyn for Matthew, but he's not far outside of the city.
I mean, you have a securely fenced yard.
I do have a securely fenced yard, so it's still possible. His ideal family, and also, you know, if Matthew loves other dogs, there are plenty of dogs to play with in the city and a lot of dog parks. His ideal family will have a quiet lifestyle inside the home. Great. He's not a dog who makes friends instantly and would have to be introduced to all new people gradually. We're looking for a one or two person.
What do you think happened? What do you think happened that they had to write that in the description? Yeah.
His ideal family
once and freaked out.
He's not a dog who makes friends instantly and would have to be introduced to all new people gradually. So I guess, yeah, maybe he just doesn't like high energy environments where there's a lot of people. If you're having a party, it's a bad idea. But he looks very, very cute.
We fostered a dog at the beginning of lockdown, and it didn't take. Jojo, she was nasty and bit Luke a lot. She would try to claim her territory and would snip, yell, bark at Luke when Luke's like trying to get to his bed or the couch or our bed.
Yeah, you do have to read between the lines in a lot of these things. Unfortunately, people have fucked up dogs, and it makes training them very, very hard. So you have like... Sometimes you have to be somebody who's very good with dogs to take on one of these rescues. It sounds like
they all deserve a home.
Of course. It sounds like Matthew is maybe a little reactive. So that's and also in Connecticut. Let's go on to
Jem. Look at this messy girl,
Yonkers. Jem
this is the one
Yonkers.
Who's just absolutely covered in a puppuccino.
Yeah, she's part Pitbull and part Labrador. She is very cute, has a nice brown coat, short hair. She's got the forehead wrinkles, and she loves this puppuccino. Okay, let's read about
her.
That's good. Wait till you meet this Jem. Jem is a young labby mix who's about 60 pounds. That's a big dog, folks. She is house-trained, crate-trained, and extremely laid back. She enjoys a long walk when you're able to and really just enjoys the company of her people. She doesn't mind the company of other dogs and is also cat-friendly. When passing them on walks, she was excited and curious. She is just an overall sweet and happy girl looking for a place to see her value. I mean...
That's nice.
I think... For the descriptions, Jem right now sounds probably like the easiest dog
Jem
for
is a
first
gem.
Time dog owner. Yeah. Jem is an actual gem.
I'm down to let's eliminate Matthew. Not that we're
it
gonna
feels
like,
weird to eliminate
we're not gonna kill
a dog.
This dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what, if we have
the Jem and Brain are the top two.
Yeah. If you're interested in Matthew, who is very cute. And if you're
he's the most
if you're
handsome
a homebody
one.
And you don't need to and you want to just hang out at home with your dog, it sounds like Matthew would love it. So you can go over to furryfriendsct.org and you can find Matthew.
I see.
Furryfriendsct.org.
Especially if you're in Connecticut.
Yeah.
This is the best dog if you're in Connecticut.
Okay. So Jem
Simba W is just a nice fat little furry friend. I mean, this is just the ideal looking dog for
me. He's so funny looking.
Like a serious fat little wiener man.
He does have that like the dachshund body or the corgi body.
Yeah.
He is long and pudgy and is has the colorway of a cow. And he takes himself seriously.
He's a serious wiener cow.
He has poise and he has pomp and he has circumstance. And he is named after
That's right. You don't have to read this whole thing.
It's really
This is
long.
A very long description.
He's almost 3 years old and is a peagle. What is a peagle? So I guess that's a beagle and a
Pekingese beagle.
I've never
that
heard of a
peagle. That second paragraph is kind of alarming. You're going to want to read the second paragraph.
Really? Simba does have a senior friend named Denver. He is a beagle mix as well. Denver is a dog's dog and doesn't much care for people. So if you're up for the challenge... Denver would love a home with Simba to call his own for the time he has left. So it's a two-for deal.
Simba, Simba is just sort of friends with this really old asshole. And they're like, you really want the asshole too, but the asshole doesn't like people.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, can we just break up Simba and his random old friend that he has?
Oh, no,
that
poor
doesn't
Simba.
Like any people.
Some history of behavioral problems and is looking for his forever home that will love him with all his faults. They did him so dirty on this.
Yeah.
I
almost want to bring him in and try to fix him. I mean, look at this sweet little pudgy asshole who has an old... he honestly already looks like an old grump. And he has a friend that I think is a bad influence. Like, I don't even think he should
be down to have Denver around. Denver seems to be the bigger issue here.
It's also very, this is the highest adoption fee we've seen yet at $475. So yes, for $475, you get this dog that has behavioral issues and his mean old best friend. They shouldn't have. And is also Simba W is the name. Why Simba W? Simba was fine.
Simba's okay. Both the best and the worst dog we have on here.
Yeah, I love Simba. If you love Simba too, check out Friends with Four Paws in Belleville, New Jersey, and see if you can give Simba and Denver a home. Speckles Jum. Are you ready to read about Speckles Jum? He's a happy...
I mean, just a big, dumb loser. Look at that happy, dumb loser.
Got the Yoda ears. His name is Speckles, and his last name is Jum.
Wow. Which is a combination of jizz and spum.
So Speckles is my name, and love is my game. I am one of the sweetest dogs. I'm about 4.5 years old with a frosty mug to show for it. You know that some of us gray prematurely. I am one of those, and I try to accentuate my silver gray highlights. I mean, if you got it, flaunt it. So they're really...
Yeah.
Speckles wrote this himself for sure.
She hired a local Jum.
Wow, so this is like... this is the best of both worlds, they say. Sometimes a couch potato, sometimes a fun girl who can go hiking or napping, camping or couching. I can go running or not, lol. Either way. I love a walk
Speckles
during the
is
day.
Just a very casual lady, I guess.
Yeah, this is awesome. Given my flexibility, I'm okay with dogs of any energy level. I don't need to meet my other dog friends to do the lab sniff test before accepting them into my pack. I do need to perform the sniff test. I see. All right. But yeah, this...
She's in Texas.
What? No.
Yeah, it looks like it's an out-of-town friends, which means in Texas it's $200. But I guess if you can get... which includes the transport, it's $400.
I see. All right. Well, these are... So
she's in Texas, but we can drive her anywhere you want.
Right. So she's in Texas, and they're doing a swap with this place 10 miles outside of the city near Trenton, New Jersey. Okay.
Got it.
So what are we thinking? These are all...
I guess tweet all three of these links the day the episode comes out, and then... if people want to see it, they can just look on my or your Twitter. And if they want to adopt, then adopt them and we'll reimburse them on Venmo or Zelle for the fee. And then you send us a photo of you with Jem, with Brain, or with Speckles Jum. And they'll sort of be the unofficial dog of segments.
That's awesome. So are we willing to reimburse three different adoption fees? I love that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm kind of skeptical anybody will get any of these dogs, but should it actually happen, it would be really nice.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So if you guys want,
and if you had to take one into your house, who would you choose?
For me, it's far and away Jem. She seems incredibly sweet, very mellow, very relaxed, and kind of looks like a pit bull version of Dingo. So I think they'd get along really well.
Yeah, I would. I'm more of a Brain situation. Although I would like to take Speckles Jum the name and give it to Brain if possible.
Speckles Jum.
So it's the underbite. Although Speckles Jum is also pretty sweet. Looks like,
but Luke basically
Luke's
is a
aunt
Speckles
or something. Yeah, a smaller Speckles.
Right.
Minus the Jum for sure.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So hit us on Twitter if you want to adopt a dog, or if you have any segment ideas of your own.
Yeah. Exactly.
Any feedback, really, you can just leave it on the YouTube video or adopt a dog and let us know via email.
Yep. And for sure, if you adopt any of these dogs, let us know. We'll cover the adoption fee and I will introduce them to my dog in a dog park someday.
We have more of us. If you want more of us on video, it's on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. We're watching Jake and Amir videos, giving a new spin on an old classic.
Damn right.
We even wrote a Thanksgiving scroll on Thanksgiving. So if you want to watch us write an episode, people seem to really like that one too.
I would really like that one. I was watching it and laughing very hard. We found gold. Maybe, we mined some gold. We should.
Okay. And thank you guys for listening. If you're listening, watching, if you're watching. And of course, we'll be back next week having had a dog, maybe.
I would love it.
Can you imagine?
A dog in Callahan, California. If people end up buying...
Just note of that.
If you end up wanting that house, we'll also cover the down payment. Can we say that?
And two property tax payments.
Yeah. The taxes are very low in Callahan.
Yeah. But a tax write-off, to be sure. Okay. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Goodbye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.